This is a Mosaic Gaming Network production. A gigantic coral beast, a heated skirmish, and a whistling rock. What is in store for the team as they finally discover the secrets of the Lichway?
Right, okay. Serious faces, guys. Game face, game face. I love it. Right. And breathe.
My face hurts now.
That Mansell just looks nonplussed. It's just like, the fuck am I doing here? Is what your face is saying.
I've still got DIY to do. Come on, people.
Is that prison talk?
This great big rock creature is heading towards Throck. Rohandral, very angrily. And it's moving at a relatively quick forward. It's going to roll to hit you. We'll see the hit.
Again. God damn it.
What's your armor class, Rohandral?
16, I think.
Not enough.
Yeah, 16. Okay.
It misses you by inches. This massive fist comes down and you manage to roll out the way. And it is 2 inches away from hitting you. Like parts of the floor spark upwards and dust comes into the air as it basically fumbles the floor. What do you want to do?
I'm going to get out of there.
Get a fucking leave.
Because quite frankly, he just took half my hit points off in one hit, so... As I roll out the way, I'm going to shout to Black, grab that goddamn ocarina thing.
And play the Mario theme tune on it.
By yes. Ocarina, I assume you meaning the piece of stone coral that has this sort of piece of leather attached to it.
Yes, exactly. That's where I was heading.
That's why I'm shouting to you.
Thrak, you are standing over the dead body of a drow who you've just sort of buried your axe in its head.
Yay.
The other one who was sort of standing next to you has run off down the corridor, and a couple of seconds later, you just see your peripheral Piplup run past, and they're heading down the corridor back towards where kind of where the party first came from, back to the first statue that was broken over the bridge.
Okay, you just basically hear a very angry, oh no you don't, and he sets off. I'm not sure, I doubt that he's going to be quite as fast as Piplup, but yeah, he'll give chase. Because as we've seen before, he doesn't like it when people get away.
On horse natural sprinters though.
Yes, they are.
Thank you, at least someone got that.
Deadly over short distances.
Okay, Grim, what are you doing?
Where am I compared to everyone else? I can't remember.
You're standing to Black, or you were standing next to Black. He's just run off to go and pick up the piece of rock that's just scattered across the floor that we're handled through. And standing next to you is a human figure. He was standing next to you. He's actually just bent down over the fallen body of his friend. He's trying to pump his heart, seeing if you can sort of try and resuscitate him almost.
Okay, why don't I try and give him a hand?
Okay.
I think he's got a sword through his chest, hasn't he? But we'll try.
Yeah, make a perception check.
Pull it out, I'm sure that'll make him feel better.
15.
Yeah, he's very dead. I think he's just desperately trying.
Okay, maybe I can... go and try and console this man who has just had his friend killed in front of him. I wonder if we go, oh no, what a terrible situation to have happened. I'm so in character right now. What are you guys doing down here?
He kind of just ignores you. You're just looking down at this guy. This is... obviously close companion, and it's just
terrible.
Oh my god. You don't have a great bedside manner.
No.
We should throw some fireworks up or something like that. Sparkle!
I won't cast illusion to make it look like it's alive again.
No, God! What is wrong with you?
That's silly. Can I maybe follow Threk? Is he sort of generally near me? I know Piplug ran off.
Yeah, I've charged off after her. Oh, well, in the same direction.
And he's no longer in this room, but you know that he ran off.
Okay. So I kind of sigh and go, bloody dwarf ran off again. and
that's what I do best.
If I can figure out where he's gone.
He was fighting over the far end of the room where there's a corridor that leads out that way, and that's where you saw Piplup running, so you can kind of assume he went down that way. Cool.
Can I get past the dude, the rock thing?
Yeah, it'll take you maybe a round to sort of sprint out of the room. Yeah. This thing is pretty angry. Let's see who is it going to go for. So, Rahandral, you're 1-2. Blatt, you're 3-4. Grim, you're 5-6.
Oh.
Number 4. That's one. So you run towards this piece of rock, trying to pick it up. And this thing comes down upon you out of nowhere. It's surprisingly quick for a massive rock creature. What's your armor class?
It is 14.
Yes, that's going to hit you.
Please don't kill me.
Uh-oh.
You sure I can't, you know, make a diving roll for the
bit of
rock?
Thankfully, you swings two massive fists at you. The first one, you manage to duck. As you bend down to pick this piece of rock up. And then you kind of stand up and you're victorious and lift this rock up into the air and you go, I've got it! And then you don't see the other swinging fist coming at you and it hits you right in the chest. So 6 points of damage plus Oof. 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 points of damage.
Ooh, flipping heck.
I'm guessing you're winded.
That's one way of putting it.
my spine!
Sorry, far end of the room to which Tarak and Piplug ran down. And Grim and Rahandra, you go through this. Just let me know when you spare time, but what how many hit points you're on. Rahandra, what do you want to do?
How's Black looking?
Bad?
Thank you, Butler.
I have 12 in total.
Can you swing the little thing? Are you going to be okay with that?
Oh, can I swing it? For the love of God! Yes, I will attempt to, my next moment I am able to breathe or not bleed.
I'm gonna hit this thing in the back and try and distract him.
Rahandra, you see Blatt pick this piece of rock up and then absolutely totally thrown across the room and he rolls several times and then his back hits the far wall and you kind of crumples and doesn't move for a few minutes.
I do.
Does the rock monster sound like Bane by any chance? I was wondering which would break first, your body or your spirit.
Both.
I'm going to try and hit this thing then, in which case, to try and distract it.
Yeah, definitely. Roll to hit.
Cool. 5.
No. In short, no.
How about no, Scott? How about no?
You kind of rolled a hit to it, but you just missed on the road.
Can I try biting it instead?
How do you want to do that?
I'm gonna brawl it.
Okay, I'll tell you what, miss with the punch, but I'll let you have a run and jump happen.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll run and jump at it.
Okay, why not?
Get some righteous fury on the go.
Roll 2d20s for me.
Sorry? Roll what? Sorry, Becca?
Sorry, 2d20s, please.
2d20s, oh dear. 4 and a 6.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of misjudge the height, and it's moving very quickly towards Black Ram's sort of semi-unconscious body, and you miss, unfortunately. Grim, you're running over that way anyway. Do you still want to run that way? Everyone seems to be heading that way.
Well, how close is this thing that is dropped to me now? Can I grab it?
The coral thing. Picked it up. So it's with Blatt at the moment.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought he dropped it. Okay.
I know you want to do it.
Yeah, okay. So let's how far away is Blatt from me?
20 feet to the north of you.
Oh, go on then. Let's go over and see, have a look at him. You right?
Okay, hang on. Let's go to Thrak. Okay, so you run down the corridor. You've got a bit of a shorter gait than Piplok and this drow, so you're falling behind a little bit. And as you're running down the corridor, you notice that the walls are literally lined with doors. And these are kind of metal iron wrought doors that look like they've been very recently sort of bolted into the walls. But the alcoves themselves look old, like they've been part of the stonework, and it's always been designed that way. You're running down the corridor, and this is you kind of flashing past. You can have maybe a ranged attack if you have anything ranged. Pip looks straight ahead of you, and then this drow is sort of right at the end, and you see him running over the bridge. towards the statue that you first saw when you came in, and he's going to make up the left.
Yeah, I think I can throw one of my smaller hand axes, if I remember rightly. I can't remember exactly what my roll to hit is, but yes, let's do that. Let's see if I can accidentally throw my axe into the back of one of the party.
I was going to say, so, yeah.
One of the party. Yay! Yeah, Thrak doesn't like people getting away from him. He's not going to miss. That's what's going through his head.
I love that sentiment. Okay. Roll to hit.
Oh, dear. So, how's a 15 do for you?
Do you get any pluses?
On a thrown one, I'm not sure, to be perfectly honest. I don't think so.
Okay. You managed to make contact with the back right hand shoulder, but it hits his sort of whatever armor he's wearing and it glances off, but it was a big punch. I think you would definitely leave a bruise. Roll a d4.
D4, let's see what we can get. 3.
Okay, cool. Then I'll take that. Oh, hello.
Angry baby, sorry.
Okay, so Petrov's also going to have a go. You see another sort of dagger fly through the air, and it misses him, and another one as well, and it misses him. And as the second one misses him, he runs around the corner. Okay.
Damn.
So, Blatt, you kind of, the room is spinning a little bit. But you kind of feel this urgency that, you know, you need to shake your head, you need to get up. This is not the time for being on the floor. And you open your eyes, and you're on your side, almost in a recovery position, and you've got this piece of rock in your hand, and the giant stone creature is heading towards you. And as it's heading towards you, it's still making this...
Great. I will quickly loop the bit of leather around my hand.
Yep.
And then start to spin it.
Hooray!
Yay! Thank you!
Are we about to see an Ewok spinning it round his head, accidentally smash him in the face sort of moment?
No. I've been desperately trying to do this.
We're all good. It's all good.
Okay. I'll just back away from the giant monster whilst trying to spin it carefully.
Make your ATC start spinning, and as you do, it makes the exact same noise. And as it literally gets to maybe within 2 meters of you, it slows and it stops, and it's looking at this piece of rock that's just going. It looks transfixed. Rohandrel, Grim as well, both running to this thing. Both only D20s.
Oh, 17.
14.
Okay, cool. Grim, you're running over and it stops very suddenly, but you don't run into it. Rohandrel, were you about to jump on it? Because you probably could jump on it right now.
I was going to jump on it, yeah. But, yeah, it's fine. I've already face-palmed into the ground, right?
Okay, you unfortunately you didn't hit before. but you see this thing sort of come to a stop, and it's just standing in front of Blatt. Maybe Blatt has some sort of, maybe it's Blatt's creature, maybe, you don't know, it looks really weird. Maybe Blatt's betrayed you all, I don't know. And then you see the sort of thing that he's throwing around. Blatt, what do you want to do?
I am going to edge away from the massive monster while spinning it. Can I just, I'll edge far enough away, and then you guys, you got to come with me. Come on, let's get away from the monster.
can we lead it back into the cage, Blatt?
I don't know, you're like 10 meters away from me, so.
Well, I'm hoping he's going to follow you, mate.
Can someone give me a hand, please?
And that the worst role player ever, sorry.
And go towards the side. Its head turns to follow this piece of coral rock. And you can see that the coral is the same thing of what it's made out of.
Okay, I will head back towards the cage.
Okay, anyone going with him?
Yeah, I'll go with him. I've got the key, so.
Hold on a sec.
It's very cool.
Could someone give me a hand?
So there are still people in this room, right?
There are two dead bodies on the floor. Two dead humans and one mourning human.
Okay. I'll go over to the mourning human then while you guys go and continue on your quest.
He wouldn't speak to me, I don't know.
It's because you lack bedside manner.
Yeah, well, my charisma is minus one, so I think that's fair.
Might actually be lower than mine. No, I'm 8, so it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go over to this human guy and sort of put a hand on his back, and I'll cast Healing Word or something on him to just pep him up a little bit.
Nice.
Okay.
He was on his knee, and he sort of looks up at you. You put your hand on his shoulder, and his eyes are puffy and red, and he's just got a grim expression on his face, and he's just almost a bit in shock. Can't really comprehend what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to say to him?
I'm sorry for the death of your comrades. And is there anything I could do?
No, there's nothing. Wait, was there a girl with you?
There was. She's run off down the corridor with our dwarven friend in tow, hunting more drow. If we go now, we can catch them.
Shit. Yeah, he looks agitated, grabs a sword that's been dropped on the floor, and then starts running down the corridor.
Okay, I will follow him.
Grim and Blatt, you get this monster to follow you back in towards the cage room. You're now in the cage room. What do you want to do?
Are the bars wide enough for me to fit through?
Roll a d12.
Have you not got dice still? Fuck's sake.
11.
No, they are not.
Oh, yeah. Shame. No, what about me? Sin, to
what
answer
about
your
me?
Question.
What about me? I'm smaller. What about me? Can I roll a d12?
You can.
Ooh, oh, 9.
It will be a real squeeze.
All right.
Okay, so I will head towards the cage. So he's following me. And then I will kind of quickly go around the back of the cage. So then hopefully he'll be on the side of the door, if you see what I mean. And then I'll be on the other side of the bars.
Doesn't look that happy when it sees the cage.
Yeah. Is he still following me though?
He's kind of walked up next to the cage, but hasn't taken another step towards it.
If I just go a little bit further, is he going to walk around it? Or is he going to go into it?
Oh, another detail?
Yep. 11?
Yeah, no, he's not going to walk in by himself.
I'm going to go into the cage.
Okay. He should warn to laugh. No, I'm kidding.
Does he follow me?
You're still swinging this thing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he does. He sort of moves into the cage, and he has to stoop to get his head and shoulders in, sort of thing, and then stands up straighter.
Can I get ready? Can I get ready with the key in the keyhole, ready to twist it quick when if Black gets out?
Our bonds are in it.
Well, no. just ready to go.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I will. Can I get past him? I guess.
Yeah, well, a dex check.
God, hold on.
Through
was that d20, isn't it?
Yeah.
14.
That's okay. Have you ever walked on bits of coral? It's really sharp.
Excellent.
Yeah, so as you kind of scraping past, it does cause some, semi-deep cuts on your arms and your hands and that kind of thing, but you do get past. Black jumps out the cage, Grim turns the key, and you can hear this mechanism again, this and the door kind of rises up and the thing's back in its cage.
Hey! I'm gonna stop spinning it now. See what happens.
He goes nuts, breaks out the cage.
Yeah, this thing looks at you and it's got very sad eyes. It doesn't really want to be free.
But it's your own fault for hitting me.
For free. Cool. You guys head back towards the corridor that everyone's run down and you make something out in the corner of your eye. You probably didn't see it when you came in because it's was hidden in the shadows. But it's a body on the floor. You go closer and you actually see... very, very dead, and a pool of his own blood on the floor is Amber.
Oh no! But slightly good. Who's that guy again?
Somebody the he's great.
Sword, what looked like the slashes that only maybe swords would make, sort of thing. But you would tell from, experience. But there's nobody around, which is kind of freaky.
Oh.
Okay, so...
There's nobody there going, ha ha ha, I just killed Amdor,
I'm going to, I'll draw my sword again, and then maybe use it slightly to lead on whilst I bleed to death.
God, yeah. Jesus. Okay. Let's go back to the other party. Thrak, what are you doing?
Well, I think I was hurling myself around that corner after that drow.
Right. You managed to catch up with Pipluck because dwarves are natural sprinters. And
yeah, we are.
You run back in, essentially, around the corner, heading towards the first room that you came in. Do you remember with the carvings on the floor?
Yes.
And the dead things?
Yeah.
As you get there, you can see the entrance through which you came in. You know, remember, like, the almost boardwalk kind of area with the boats and the water and that kind of thing. The drow isn't anywhere in sight. And then you hear a deafening clang. Well, a deafening clang as a great big metal sheet drops right in front of the entrance.
Well, shit. I come to a skidding stop and literally say, well, shit. I'm assuming I can't see the drow at this point.
No. But do you remember there's a, on the right-hand wall, there's a door in the middle, and on the left-hand wall, there's a door in the middle. The left-hand wall, you went through before, down another corridor, and you ended up in the room with the water?
Yep. Okay. Are any of the doors open at the moment?
Yes, the right-hand wall door is open, the one we originally met Andor in.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay, because I think I remember that that one doesn't lead to anywhere, so I'll go in there.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
How'd you go in?
Fast and hard, because that's what Thrak does. Even though, as Matt, I'm going, oh, shit.
Okay. Right, let's roll some initiative. Roll a d20 for me.
Oh, yes, let's. Right then. 9. Not my best.
Right, okay. You run in. What are you doing with the door?
Sort of shoulder barging it out of the way.
It opens in.
Yep. So I literally charge my shoulder into it, smash it out of the way, and come, you know, skidding into the middle of the room, ready to kill things.
Right. You do just that. You hit the door, and it almost bursts open. Door semi breaks a little bit. You hear splintering. You're a fairly heavy dwarf. And then you...
Who are you calling fat?
Yeah, exactly. You don't see any immediate danger in front of you. But then you feel a sharp pain in the back of your shoulder as something hits you.
Fuck.
Pretty much a knife you in the back. You turn around and sort of hiding behind the door as you see a drow.
Did I not smash the door into him as I smashed it open?
It wasn't standing behind the door when you smashed it open.
Oh, okay. That's a pity. That would have been really funny.
He's wielding two scythe.
Oh, okay. I wonder where he got that idea from.
I don't know at all.
Okay. So he's just stabbed me in the back of the shoulder.
He's throwing maybe, it's like a little throwing dart and it hits you in the back of the shoulder.
Oh, no.
And he's also kicked the door, which slams closed right in front of Pipluck. So it's literally just you and this guy in here.
Right, okay. I'd say, just before I attack, I'm like, nice forks, pretty boy. and then I roll a 19.
Bread.
Fuck you.
I thought you said spork.
Yeah, sporks, whatever. Yeah, roll a 19.
Fuck, yeah, okay. Roll a d10.
D10. How does a 9 strike you?
Very fucking nice. Okay, so it's going to be a very short battle. Yeah, you bring this axe down into this drow. And it does hit him. You sort of swing it horizontal, and it hits him in the side. And it, as he's coming in for a stab, so you hit him, but he's also going to try and hit you. What's your armor class, Commander?
That's a very good question. When I'm downstairs on the computer, I have it with
13.
Me. Yay! 13. Thanks, Sin.
Oh, he just hit you. Yay! Damn it, Sin! Cool. Yeah, he only hits you with one. And funnily enough, as he originally goes to hit you with a blunt end sort of in the face and then actually swings it out and the shot of it comes in and hits you right across the face. So take 3 points of damage. Not that much.
Not the money maker.
No, I was so pretty.
Right, says, okay. Says the dwarf.
Says the dwarf.
Well, take it.
You don't know. He might be a very pretty dwarf.
Hey, I've seen a pretty gnome. You're not a pretty dwarf.
Thanks.
Not you.
Sorry, Matt, roll to hit again. It's your turn.
Okay. Oh, he needs another one, does he? Right. 14.
Yeah, you do hit him again. Shit.
I'd like to literally wrench the axe out of his side, swing it round over the top and come back into his other side at this point.
Okay. What do you hit damage?
D10. 5. Not so good.
That's okay. You do exactly that. You bring the axe, rip it out of him, and you feel your blood coursing through you. You're seeing red. You lift it up, great big sweeping arc, aim for his other side, and you actually just cut right through him, and the door bursts open behind you to show a furious Piplock, and as you... As she opens the door, she gets covered in a spray of blood as she steps straight in half.
Nice. Awesome.
Too furious to say anything right now.
Who is Piplug?
Yes. She's just a change for her.
Yeah. So I sort of kick one half of the drab just to make sure it's not attached and just to make sure it is that cool and also to see if he's still alive. So I kick the head end.
He does not move, funnily enough.
Good stuff. Okay. So he's dead. Good. So there's a sort of moment of me just sort of going, and then I check, I sort of check him for stuff, basically, see if he's got anything that I want.
Okay. I'm going to stand back out. Rahandral and this guy, you're running, along this corridor. As you run down the corridor, that you notice that along the corridor, it is absolutely lined with doors that look like they're newly sort of hammered in, or, you know, attached. But the alcoves that they're sort of covering look like really old. You run across down the corridor. You run across the bridge that has flowing water underneath. You run after the great big broken statue of Helm that's been, you know, destroyed. Round the corner into the first room that you came in. And what you see is Piplock side kick a door with her leg, sort of roundhouse kick this door, and then a spray of blood kind of come out and hits all over her. And then you hear the delighted sounds of a cheering dwarf going, "That's what you fucking deserve," kind of thing. Yeah, so what do you want to do?
Oh, well, I think we found them, I'll say to my newfound colleague.
He doesn't really register what you're saying. He takes one look at this girl and then goes, "Azrin!" and runs over and just, like, hugs her, like, completely. It takes her completely by surprise as well. And after a few moments of, you know, unrecognition, she drops all her weapons and just sort of hugs him as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Cool. Stand in the corner looking awkward.
Stand in Mad William pose.
Are you okay?
Yeah, so you just sort of hear a, "Yes!" from everything. Got him!
Randall, you notice that the great big door or archway that you came in from originally has now been barricaded with, well, has been closed or blocked off with pretty big metal sheets that come down.
Okay. But we've still got the door on our left from the way we've come in that would lead down the secret passageway, correct?
Yes, you have.
Exactly. So we can still get round it.
You can.
Well, let's regroup.
How are we going to get out?
Sorry?
Out of interest, how are you thinking of getting out right now?
Jack doesn't think, he attacks.
That's clear.
You're next.
You can't hear me. I'm miles away.
Metagaming, you're next.
We can get back to the room with the water in. There were other doors in there, right? So there was one door that went through to the torture lab.
Yes.
And then there were two other doors, if I remember rightly?
No.
No? Okay.
There were steps that led up to blank walls.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to metagame at this point, am I?
Metagame. No. I'm sure we can find a way round.
Okay.
We do have the map from the other day, but...
Mark, you don't really find anything unusual apart from these exotic weapons, which I didn't get to play with. except that, just coin, nothing really that much of interest.
I want a psi, grab me a psi, come on.
Yeah, Thrax, sort of, if you were looking through the window or looking through the door, you'd see Thrax sort of pick one of these things up and try and figure out how this guy was flicking them around and just be like, fuck it, and just throw it over his shoulder and it sort of clangs away and like picks up his axe again and goes, and just walks off.
Hang on, say exactly what you do again.
You put down
your axe.
So I've put my axe on the floor next to me as I'm checking this guy over. So I'm patting him down, checking all his pockets, you know, seeing if there's anything in the seams of his robes and so on, or his costume and so on and so forth. Okay. I pick up one of the psi.
Yep.
And try and figure out, or try and sort of go, you know, look at it. And he was flicking them around, and I was like, oh, how do you do? No. And then give up. And just be like, this is ridiculous. And just throw it over my shoulder.
Try it.
No.
Cut your hand off.
Who do you hit?
Well, it's backwards into the room. Whoops. Because I'm... So I've just chucked it over my shoulder, just gently, you know, so it just sort of clangs off into the darkness.
Okay. As you put your hand down to pick your axe back up, your axe enters your hand quicker than you expect it to.
Awesome.
So you basically thought about picking it up and you look down to go and pick it up and the 6 inches of gap between your hand and the axe handle, it zooms into your hand.
Oh, I'm Thor.
Nice.
I don't know that anyone else is looking at this point, but I have this moment of looking at it going, huh. And I go and walk over to the other side of the room, put it down,
okay.
Back off 2 or 3 steps. And try again, but as if I was going to pick it up and just be like, I'll just pick it up now, reach out towards it and see what happens. I'm like, I'll just pick it up.
As your kind of indecision and conviction wavers near the start of your thought process, the axe kind of trembles on its thing, but actually, like, come. And as soon as you are, you think, it zooms across the room and it comes straight into your open palm.
From outside, all you hear is...
Rohanjal, will you please make a perception check for me? Because you've got in heightened senses.
18.
You can smell smoke from the room on your left, the door as it goes into the water room. You can smell smoke coming from that direction.
Great. So that's that's the direction from which the burning room full of dead drow was, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We're about to get asphyxiated down here.
And at that point, we're going to zoom back to Crimson.
Hello.
You guys are looking over the dead corpse of Andor, kind of half sad. You know, a small part of you is really happy and kind of wondering, oh, were we his friend that much to rob him? Should we see what he's got on him? Both of you roll a perception check.
Ooh, 10.
16.
Right. Grim, you're kind of more concerned over the body. Blat, you hear footsteps behind you.
Okay, well, I'll clearly turn around as quickly as physically possible in my current state.
Okay, you said your sword is already out.
Yes.
You don't see anybody, but you hear almost a sword swing coming directly in front of you, and your sword automatically kind of comes up to parry it, and it stops in midair, like there's a force pushing against it, like someone is pushing a fore, someone's pushing it against your sword, and the ringing sound of two swords hitting each other fills the air. And as it does, a drow materializes in front of you, like he was probably invisible, was going for a back, and is now standing there and is taking a shot for you.
Basically, I guess we're kind of locked swords at the moment.
You are. As soon as you've actually not locked swords with a long sword, you've locked swords with a short, like a dagger sort of thing, in his right hand, and in his left hand, he's got a long sword, which he's going to go for you with. So you roll a d20, and I'll roll a d20, and we'll see if he hits you.
I wonder where he learned that the short sword is the one you block with.
Moon should not teach you.
Some kind of formal training.
maybe. Who knows?
What did you get, Bob?
20.
Oh, yeah. Your adrenaline's kicked in, and you jump backwards just as he comes in with his sword in his right hand, and the tip misses you by inches. Grim, you turn around as well. There's a fucking drow right there, and he's standing very, very close. He's just about to attack Matt. So all of you now roll initiative. He obviously he realizes he's missed you, and he sort of takes a step back, a big enough step so that he's out of sword range, and he kind of prowls to the side looking at both of you.
Okay, so Grim just goes, what the hell? And then, I'll roll. I got 20 initiative.
Oh, did you actually?
Yeah, promise.
I got 11 for initiative.
I don't know how I can show you.
Okay. Right, Grim, go first.
I better just firebolt him in the face then, hadn't I?
Bolt or ball?
Bolt.
Oh, we do not, fireball in this. Not in those places. Yeah.
Promise. Do 10. Oh, 6.
Does he have to roll above your DC? Something like that.
I don't really know. So look. I think I have to make a ranged spell attack, so I should do it. So I should do a attack roll first, shouldn't I? So 11 for an attack roll, and then 6 if it hits.
Okay. You send this sort of arrow of fire towards his face, and he ducks his head to the side, and he only moves the amount that is needed, but it misses him, and he kind of turns his head and looks right back at you. He does not look happy. Mr. Black Panther, it is your go.
Oh, let's have a look. I am going to circle around to the side of him. So I'll block the exit to the monster. Ooh. Yeah, I'll block the exit to the monster.
Right, okay. You are kind of growling each other a bit like cats, and he kind of looks at both of you now with a a very devilish sort of grin. SSC is going to go for, it's going to go for that. Oh, what's your armor class for?
14.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
I'm keeping out of the way, remember? Standing back.
Right, okay. He smiles at you and he sort of assesses the situation. And then he sort of does a feign and he heads to the right and then ducks to the left. He parries your sword with the dagger and then he stabs you with the sword, pulls the dagger out and stabs you with that. So that's a d4 plus an e8.
Well, I'm dead.
You're about to bleed out, yeah.
Nope. Okay, what's your total amount? You said 12, and you have 10 as well. Okay, I'm going to keep an eye on you. Grim, what do you want to do? This drow hits Blatt, and unfortunately... stabs him sort of through the side and Blatt falls to the ground. And then this drow very slowly turns his head to look towards you.
Cool. So is Blatt down, basically?
He is still alive. Oh. And
How far away is he from me? Because I got spells I can do, but I don't want him. They're going to kill him.
How far do you want him to be from
you? I want Blatt to be more than 15 feet away from me and the drow to be closer than 15 feet away from me.
You could run sound? Away, so it's boom. In that situation.
Let's do that. I ran away so that I am the requisite distance away from each person. And then I... Yeah, is that cool?
You run in sort of feigned panic towards the corridor. Right. But you're just trying to lure him, and he follows you, just completely takes the bait, smiling towards you, and he almost prowls towards you, and he says a few things in drow that you don't understand.
Boom, Thunderwave.
Oh, God.
So you got...
I'm pretty sure that's not what he says.
Yeah. That's pretty sure that's what Grim said. So you've got a constitution saving throw of 13 for your drow. Sorry?
Do I have to roll above a 13?
Yep.
I rolled a 15, motherfucker.
Nice. So you still actually take 1d8 thunder damage.
Okay.
And everybody's deaf.
And oh, it's 2, for fuck's sakes.
Okay, you take 2 points of damage.
That was less smooth than I was hoping.
He gets thrown backwards a little bit as this wave of energy pushes him backwards. What he's going to do? He actually stops walking. And he almost puts his swords down. He actually sheathes one and kind of bows his head in deference, but not to you. Roll a saving throw.
Oh, 17.
Oh, okay. Do actually save. For a minute, you're looking, you're really confused why this drow has stopped biting you. And you hear footsteps coming off to the right of you. And you start to feel all your muscles seizing up really slowly. And then you think, yeah, you fight this mentally and they stop. So you can still move.
Alright.
What would you like to do?
I better check behind me.
Behind you is the corridor you came down.
Oh. Okay. To the right. Wherever, sorry.
Let's
have a look around. What's going on? I don't know. Clearly.
You see a hooded figure.
How many people are in here?
At an average height, You don't see their face. I'm going to try and do something.
Right.
You don't seem too chuffed with it, but...
Might be all right.
It's my turn now, Richard. Okay, can you add D20 bomb, please?
Ooh, 9.
And Grim's dead.
Okay. you basically hear coming from this person something said in very softly spoken drow. Well, a D20 to see if you know what they said, because you can speak drow.
19.
Yeah. They say under their breath in a feminine voice, sleep, and you fall to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's move on to the other party.
We should really learn to not split the party so much, shouldn't we?
You're the one that gets fucking running.
Yes, we should.
I'm not supposed to be a frontline fighter.
And I shouldn't be left with only like 2 health.
Thrak, you come outside to see a guy hugging Piplup and Rahandral standing by the door across the way, and you start to see smoke curling out the bottom.
I sort of look at everyone and go, you know the smoke is... Is that from the drow we left on fire?
What? You turn around and go, oh, fuck, I thought that was Malvoli. You set a drow on fire. Hey, I didn't set the drow on fire. They set the drow on fire.
In all fairness, I didn't set the drow on fire either.
Whoa. The gnomes set the drow on fire.
Exactly. Blame the short one.
Speaking of which, where are they?
No, they went off to go and put that creature back in its cage.
Yes, that big rock thing.
Yes.
Sorry, I was kind of focused on bisecting him back there.
Yeah, so I thought I'd try and keep you alive. But you obviously don't need my help.
Well, not in this case, no. But it's very nice of you to think of me. Thank you so much.
Enough with the squabbling. We need to get out of here, says this human guy.
I'm not squabbling. I'm being very nice for once. You clearly don't know dwarves. Anyway, who the hell are you? Oh, I see. She's your... Right. Now, this is her fault. So I'd like somebody to explain to me why she's managed to drag us in here in the first bloody place. I'm the bartender.
What?
Do you mean what? It's fairly simplistic, isn't it? You know the Minotaur's head?
Does he know the Minotaur's head? Yes, of course he
knows the Minotaur's head. That's my pub.
Yes, you are the bartender.
I'm the bartender.
Yeah, the place is also toast for breakfast.
Yes, it's very good toast.
So you have to toast yourself?
Yes, it's self-service. Okay. Now look, if she's your cousin, then this is your fault in that case, because she turned up the other day, got utterly hammered. By the way, I think she still owes me for at least 2 drinks, and told me that, and basically ended up managing to cajole me into coming in here to help her find treasure.
You're out of gold here. Look, haven't we lost enough?
Lost enough what? I haven't lost anything. I've got this axe though, which is pretty sweet.
Well, lucky you. She looks like she's about to burst into tears again.
You were the one who wanted to come in here in the first place.
I'm just going to break in here and kind of be like...
It looks like there's going to be an argument between Piplup and the kind of shoulder, up against each other. And then, Rahandral, you can pull them apart.
Before we get asphyxiated by all this smoke billowing in here, maybe we should try and find a way out. Because that door's barred.
It's going to asphyxiate you first. I'm short.
Right, Grim, would you rather do 12 for me, please?
Alright, hang on. 8.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to get some new dice.
What a new character.
Yeah, I got some spares, don't worry.
Are any of them drow by any chance?
Maybe they should be, yeah.
Yeah. Female drow, particularly.
I am the lizard queen.
screams Rahandril.
You got the lizard queen. Right, okay. You're on the floor, Grim, and you sort of start coming back into consciousness. Would Black be there? That's the question. Sorry, a big decision needs to be made. Okay, you guys are very lucky. You see the woman, without her cloak on now, she's taken the hood down and she's speaking to this drow male, and they're across the way in the big room, and they're sort of speaking in hurried voices, and she's gesturing down the corridor, and he's kind of making a gesture towards you lot, and in a very sort of aggressive form, and sort of pointing back the way you came, and she actually doesn't lay a hand on him, but he almost looks like he's been backhanded across the face by thin air, and he shuts up immediately, and then she starts walking back down the corridor, and she actually throws something into the room as she leaves. She throws it onto the floor, and it doesn't land particularly near you guys, but it shatters, and green liquid sort of covers the floor. And just before they turn into the corridor, she points her finger at it, and it starts bursting into flames. You're fully awake now. Grip Blatt, I will give you a reason later on. You wake up, and you're feeling pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Hooray!
I will explain later.
Don't question it.
So, question it. Okay.
Oh,
how good? How good are we talking?
Like you're not about to die.
Really, really good. Like, more hit points than you have. And the... you look well. That's not a perception check, actually. Let's see.
Six.
Okay. Because you've fallen pretty much on your sword, you see that the orb at the end, of the gem at the end, is no longer like a swirling black. It's crystal clear.
Okay.
You feel strong. You feel healthy, and you're ready to go.
Nice.
I
will. Right. Grim, let's go. Come on.
Okay, let's go. Where we go?
You both sort of start feeling a daze, and you start smelling smoke. And there's a roaring fire getting bigger and bigger. And Grim, you know that it's not normal fire; it's chemical fire.
Oh, better leg it then. Do we want to try and put it out? I don't know if we can put it out. No, I don't think we can. Should we run? Can we try? Do we know where we are? I'm guessing not.
Well, we
you
were
guys
in...
are still in the same room with the cage and this big thing. This thing actually can't move, and it's about to get burned.
Oh no!
Open the cage.
Oh no!
Open the cage.
Should we let him back out?
I'm just going to be swinging this.
Okay, go on then. Go on then. I'll open the cage again.
I'll swing the thing.
You try and put the key in the lock, and you start turning the mechanism, but the mechanism starts jarring like it.
No.
You guys are going to have to have it. This is, watch the Game of Thrones, sorry, but you know where they have the dragon or wildfire, it's green and it's ultimately growing unnaturally. You guys are going to sprint out this corridor.
Not Whistly.
My sleeve. It's made of rock. It'll be fine.
We better leg it then. It's okay, fine.
I'm just going to try giving it a command whilst I'm swinging the rock. And then I'm just going to say, look, free yourself and then leg it. And throw the rock into the...
No, keep the fucking rock.
Oh my God.
I'm joking. I'm sorry. I was joking.
No. Do you throw the rock in?
No. I was winding Sin up. Honestly. For once, I was joking.
You guys start running down the corridor, and you can feel the heat of the flames on your back getting stronger and stronger. Rahandral, Sirach, Hiplock, / Azrin, and this guy, what do you guys want to do? You can see smoke filling from sort of area you left, and you realise obviously that you haven't met up with your party. Do you want to start heading back down the corridor?
Yeah, Thrax just like, well, okay, fair enough. If this place is filling with smoke, we should probably move. Let's go and find everyone else, shall we?
Exactly. I'm going to head down to the statue of where the broken helm statue is.
The one in the middle?
Yeah.
The second one, not the first one.
The first one. The one that gave the little speech.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to channel Divinity Guided Strike.
Ooh, okay. Sounds
dangerous.
It's not a spell, just so you know. It's just me, like, focusing. So it's not treated like a spell.
Okay.
Basically, I channel it, and then after I roll on my boat, on my attack, basically, it gives me supernatural accuracy, which means I can add plus 10 to the roll.
Let's see, roll percentile, so 2d10.
Okey-dokey. 85.
Right, okay. You hear, find the gnome.
Find the gnome?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's my favourite party game.
Find the gnome, yeah.
Okay.
In the as distance.
Everyone runs back into the area where you were fighting the big rock creature originally, you sort of all run into each other, and Piplup starts to say to Grim and Vlad, there's fire down that way, we're hanging out. What are you doing?
There's fire down that way.
Fucking hell. Sorry.
Is anyone else thinking, it's no fire, it's only Bell? Faulty Towers.
Isn't there a bridge?
This entire time...
There is water, yeah.
Yeah. So the exit, I guess one of them, is over the... There's a bridge that you run over running water to get into the place where you are now. And throughout this entire experience, obviously you've been hearing this... You're standing in the centre of the complex and fire coming at you from both sides. Now, suddenly, you all notice, after you've kind of been arguing about how are you going to get out, there's fire coming at you from both sides, and you know, you're the one who set the drow on fire. Why the hell, who would set a drow on fire? And he's like, what the hell does set a drow on fire? The drow started the fire. It's like, well, yes, because you set him on fire. No, other drow set the star. Kind of thing. They're having this argument, and you all kind of suddenly realise for the first time that there's no sound of and after you can't hear like scratches and banging coming from all the doors that are lining this corridor, 265 of them.
Great.
Forgot about that, yeah, shit. That's the singer still just sung.
Run?
So if somebody's rising to claim their wares, which is probably all the shit that we nicked. Anyway.
The dead.
Can I use minor illusion to make the noise and see if it like calms anything down?
Yes. So doors near you, maybe they stop scratching and banging, but down the corridor, maybe 200 meters to the northern corridor, 200 meters to the southern corridor, they start banging open, and for want of a better word, zombies start.
Nice.
So, yes.
Tracks like, oh, for fuck's sakes, no, you're not having my axe. And turns around and he wants to try something. Okay, how far is the closest one?
They're still quite far away. You can walk closer to them, but they walk quite slowly.
How far is quite far?
Why are we getting closer to them?
Like 200 feet?
200, okay, that's quite a long way.
Okay.
Well, one side of it, you've got where you came in, you've got the statue that's rumbling, and on the other end of it, you've had the big creature, which has now been sort of covered in flames. The flames are spreading up from that way more than they are coming from the other way. The other way is more kind of smoke.
We should probably head back up towards the statue and get in the water, because that's going to be probably our only way out.
Zombies like these, yeah. Do they not follow you into water?
Well, unlike dwarves, I'm fairly sure I can swim.
Luckily, unlike most people, I can hang on to humans.
Let's argue about this later, whilst you're hanging off my legs.
That sounds like a very good idea.
Considering the abundance of zombies, I'm going to channel divinity, turn undead.
Ooh, nice. Okay. Maybe 10 of them start backing away from you, but there's still more sort of coming. Black, I'm assuming you're whizzling your rock around you, and Grim, you're imitating the noise. You're heading towards the northern end of the corridor. Hiplock rolls. She fires two arrows, taking two of them out. Thrak, you're within 30 feet now, so you're within throwing.
Excellent. Yes, I'm going to hurl my main axe at them.
Right. So you throw this up, and it is glorious. Roll it <again.
laughs> Right then, what do I need to roll to hit?
Just roll d20.
14.
Yes, okay. You hit it, and it hits one solidly in the chest, and it pushes it back into another one. So it pushes them essentially backwards. And you hold out your hand again, and it comes straight back to you.
With a zombie?
No, not with a zombie, unfortunately.
Thrak cackles slightly and proceeds to keep throwing the axe, is basically what he wants to do. So he's like, and throws it again.
You keep doing that. Rahandral, you get that mace or your hammer. Which one would you like to start hitting things with?
I'll take out the mace, but I'm going to try and do Turn Undead again, and I'll turn down to Grim, and I'll just say anything that you can do in this situation, because I was told to find you. Don't ask.
Grim. Set him on fire. Yes.
What the situation needs is more fire.
What's the worst that can happen? Don't answer that.
You guys are kind of getting a little bit scuppered now. The fire's coming in from both sides. You're fighting. Grim, you feel like a burning coming from behind you, which is obviously the fire, but there's also a burning in your pocket.
Right. What's in my pocket? Grab it.
Okay. It's the gem that you found down in the big pit.
Okay. I'm going to wave it about and sing to it and whatever I need to do.
Why do you can't just say that.
Is it? What is it? Is it an emerald?
Some sort of gem.
Roll an intelligence check.
Right. Oh, 12, and I got a plus 3 on intelligence.
Yeah, okay. It's a teleport. There's a teleport charge in there. But
okay.
You're going to have to release it, and you're going to want everyone pretty close to you.
Okay, so I'm just going to scream at the top of my lungs, get next to me now!
Okay.
What?
Everyone, get next to me now! Who goes over to Grim?
I'm not sure that Thrak hears you at this point. He's still busy laughing and throwing his axe.
You're going to be left here.
if Thrak is ignoring it, I'll wait until the axe is returned to his hand, and then put a hand on his shoulder and just say, Thrak, come on!
Thrak's like, what? What?
You've got fire, like, reflected in the dwarven eyes, and there's just so much happiness there, and you're getting dragged backwards.
No, I've still got, there are more of them, come on!
Rohandrel, the ones almost kind of look semi-respectful, but almost scared of you. They don't really come near you. And you hear in your head, as you head towards the gnome, avenge me.
Okay.
Everyone heads back towards Grim, Piplup, and this guy, pretty much holding your shoulders. I hope you've got some brilliant way of getting out of this.
Cool. So I have to smash this thing, right? I'm just going to put it on the floor and smash it with my foot, hopefully.
No, because it's a gem. Have you ever tried smashing a diamond?
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know what to do with it.
I'll bring the mace down on it, yeah.
Oh, six. Oh, my God.
No, that's okay.
Okay, good.
Basically, everyone, tell me where you're touching and where you're standing.
So I don't know. Everyone's touching me, I think, aren't they? Awesome,
yeah, I'm touching Thrax.
Yeah, okay, Thrax still sort of thing. No, but there are more of them. But
it's getting insanely hot now, and it's getting difficult to breathe. Smoke starting to fill the air, and you can feel the heat from all sides, and you're literally surrounded. You're almost getting your beard singed, Thrax, and you head back towards the gnome. Everyone is sort of circling around him and standing there looking at this gem. And it's almost like a puzzle that you're trying to solve, and something clicks inside your mind and you think, I've got it! And there's a blinding light as two sides of the fire sort of almost engulf the whole party. And you all feel like you disappear and you go into weightlessness. And you all reappear, and it is blindingly hot.
Uh-oh. Right.
I think we'll leave it there.
No!
Come on!
A heated battle and a heated escape. Where has the team's emergency exit taken them? Well, we'll find out next time on Rolling with the Regulars. Thank you for listening. If you liked that and would like to check out some more of our stuff, head over to mosaicgaming.net. You can find us on Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Catch you all later.
And we're recording. We're recording, Sin. Sin! God damn it! Every time! Oh!
Sorry, what?
Shut up, you.